Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Blackheart Archetype, Misunderstood, Feared, and Finally Revered. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. They used to whisper my name like a warning. Watch out, the Blackheart Man will get you. To children, I was a shadow in the bush, a dreadlocked ghost, a figure parents used to scare them straight. To the system, I was worse. I was the one they couldn't buy, couldn't bend, couldn't break. But I wasn't born with that name. I became him, and this is how. In my youth, I'd walk through certain neighborhoods and feel eyes on me. Not curiosity, fear. Because of the way I dressed, because of the length of my locks, because I refused to lower my voice or my standard. They didn't see a young man in search of freedom. They saw a threat, and threats in Babylon must be controlled or erased. That's where the legend of the Blackheart Man came from. Not from fact, but from fear. In rural Jamaica, Blackheart Man was an old folk term, a warning passed down, a figure of folklore rumored to roam at night, snatch the disobedient, cast spells. But as Rasta began to rise, the fear shifted. They started calling us the Blackheart Men. Dreads. Mystics. Drumbeaters and firespeakers. They called us criminals, witches, madmen. And they used the name to isolate us. But I embraced it. If they feared truth, then let the truth wear locks. If they feared fire, then let me burn with purpose. If they wanted to cast me as an outcast, then I would build a kingdom outside their walls. I took the name they feared and made it holy. I became the Blackheart Man. When I released that album, I knew exactly what I was doing. It wasn't just a title. It was a statement. It was the soundtrack for the misunderstood, the misrepresented, the misjudged. Every track told a different part of the story. Fig Tree, for those hiding their sins in plain sight. Fighting Against Conviction, for the innocent condemned. This Train, for the righteous who refused to ride with Babylon. Armageddon, for the spiritual warriors in a silent war. It wasn't just music. It was mirror and weapon, a reflection of how the system tried to crush us and how we resisted. I poured everything into that album. Not just lyrics, but bloodline. Not just melodies, but memory. And yet, when it was first released, it didn't hit the charts like Bob's did. It didn't get the global spotlight, because it wasn't meant for Babylon. It was meant for the hills, for the seekers, for the children of Zion lost in the crowd. Years passed. The world changed. Rasta became mainstream. Locks became fashion. Reggae became cool. And slowly, the name Blackheart Man shifted again. Not from fear to love, but from misunderstanding to reverence. People began revisiting the album, reading the lyrics like scripture, asking me what it all meant. I'd tell them, the Blackheart Man isn't a villain. He's a teacher disguised as a threat. He's the truth dressed in shadows. Now people wear the name proudly. You see youth with the album tattooed on their arms. Elders still quoting lines like proverbs. Even scholars now analyze the symbolism, the spiritual messaging. But me? I'm just glad they're listening. Even if it took the world 40 years to catch up, the word was always waiting. Being the Blackheart Man never brought comfort. It brought clarity. It meant walking alone. It meant being doubted. It meant watching others celebrated while you stood in silence. Rooted, fiery, invisible. But that's the role of the archetype. The one who lives outside, so that others may find their way in. And even now, long after I've returned to the soil, I see the Blackheart rising again. In poets. In freedom fighters. In Rasta elders holding ground in forgotten corners. In every youth who chooses fire over fame. That's the legacy. That's the power of the archetype. You can't erase it. You can't outshine it. You can only face it. And decide whether you fear it, or finally revere it. Narrator, softly, slowly. He was not a villain, not a ghost, not a madman. He was a mirror, a mountain, a messenger. He was the Blackheart Man. And now, he lives in all of us who refuse to bow.